So another funny thing is that those two, the two carts that make up the main sales of the Noses of Ghent, actually have a really fierce rivalry. So a guy named Carl de Mestre was selling the noses in his bakery window, and another guy named Sonny Brienne also decided that Carl was doing so well, so he would take some of the profit away from him and started set up his own little cart right near Carl's, and they started competing to see who could pretty much put the other out of business first, because it was really a profitable business. And they both claim to sell the only authentic noses, and they also don't have really any issue bad-mouthing the other. And in the summer of 2011, things got so bad that the police, the local police, had to confiscate Sonny's cart for a while because they were so competitive that they were getting really way too competitive. And in April 2014, Carl was selling a group of interested Germans a bag of noses when Sonny came over and tried to take them to his cart and sell them there. And Carl felt justified by putting Sonny in a headlock, and the tourists were apparently very terrified by this. And Sonny headbutted Carl, who then landed a punch on Sonny. And the mayor actually took both of their licenses away for a week because it had just gotten way too bad. And finally, Sonny handed over the cart to a friend of his, and his new seller guy once poured a bucket of water over Carl's head. So that's the story of the Little Nose War of Ghent. Another thing that happened while we were in Ghent is I went to buy a patch for my jacket. I've been buying small patches with each country's flag or a landmark on it while we go. And I bought my patch, and the lady handed me a beer and said, "This is for you," which was weird. So apparently I look 16 in Belgium, because I've now been handed beers twice in Belgium, and nowhere else have they tried to hand me beer. So that's interesting.